After more than a decade in a Russian gulag, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote a famous book about his experience in those gulags, but also how the whole Russian Revolution kind of happened and how this came about. And it was interesting because he didn't say that there was just really bad people on the top, and then that was the problem. He said the problem was those people of power used their power to create fear among the people. And there was so much fear, he said, that even a husband and wife couldn't lie in bed together and speak freely because they were so afraid that the other would turn the other in to the KGB, and then the next morning you're off to the gulags. They had used their power, and the fruit of that power was fear. I don't think we're in that same situation, but I mention that for two reasons. First, because I've sensed a growing fear among people, both from the powers that be, whether it's governmental, ecclesial, their own families, communities, their schools, whatever it is. But that whoever those people are, whatever those institutions are, and right, it's not looking so good, but it's led to a fear in their own hearts. The second reason I mention it is because all three readings today, everyone, mention the word power. Power. In the first reading, Jesus looks at his apostles and says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." The second reading, Paul wants all of the Christians to know what is the surpassing greatness of his power for those who believe. And then in the gospel, right, we hear on this Feast of the Ascension, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So if the power of earthly things creates fear, what does the power of Jesus do? What does the power of Jesus do? One of the prayers for Mass today so beautifully explains what the Feast of the Ascension is. It says, "He ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before." The Feast of the Ascension, everyone, is about Jesus using his power to go to the Father so that we would have confidence that we could go there too. The power of Jesus doesn't give fear, it gives hope. That in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the weakness and of all the sinfulness, we wouldn't have fear, but we would have hope that we could go to heaven. Because Jesus, who is the head of the body, already did it for us. Actually, I was just reading the Office of Readings today, as priests do, and St. Augustine actually said, like, in a sense, we're already there because we're Jesus, and Jesus is there. That should fill us with so much hope and confidence. A number of weeks ago, I was with my priest fraternity group, and we were talking. It was leading up to Easter, you know, and obviously Easter, Jesus conquers sin and death, and, right, there's this reality that, right, the greatest fear we have is death. I think I even preached on that, but we were talking, and Monsignor Richter mentioned, he's like, "I don't think that's actually people's greatest fear. I think the greatest fear is hopelessness or meaninglessness. That there's no reason for this suffering. There's no even reason for the good things that happen." We were discussing, I'm like, I think he's right. I don't just say that because he's Monsignor Richter, but I actually do think he's right. And that's why that fear so easily comes in, because it's like, what could counteract that? What is there in the face of such difficult times? What there is, everyone, is the power of Jesus. It came very clear to me this week. We had a family from our own parish, Paige and Jordan Snyder. Their little Luke had a hole in his heart. And they had to deal with all the medical problems that come from that. What did they do? Because they're people of faith, they brought him to the cathedral prayer team and said, ask Jesus to heal him. They believed in his power. So they prayed over him and they said, Jesus, by your power, heal the hole in Luke's heart. And they found out this week that it was healed. The hole's gone. And not only that, but the Paige was telling everyone at school on Friday, obviously an overjoyed mother. Not only that, but the doctor said, you know, I really needed this because I haven't had a lot of good news with the other kids I've been working with. This really restored my faith. Not only that experience happening, but the fact that they're willing to share that. And I noticed in my own self, I noticed a difference of sitting around having a conversation about, you know, inflation and all the government and the church and all that stuff. And just the heaviness of that conversation versus when Paige told me that, I was so filled with hope. I'm like, if Jesus can close and fill the hole in that little boy's heart, I have no doubt in my mind he can do that in my heart too. With the spiritual void that I experience sometimes. Not a doubt in my mind. Because he has that power. How do we allow that power, as opposed to the fear, the power of Jesus to bear fruit in our, to bear the fruit of hope? I think, like Paige and Jordan, the first thing is to simply bring that hole to Jesus, right? You remember St. Paul begs Jesus 3 times, take this thorn away from me. Jesus says, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Actually, my power, he says, is made perfect in weakness. And so we have to bring Jesus the weak place, the place where we experience a void, because that's actually where his power is manifest mostly. The second thing is we have to give Jesus our time and attention. I can't tell you how many people, they'll say things like, yeah, I don't pray as much as I should, but also spend a lot of time on social media, right? And it's like, well, yeah, of course. Like, the things we give our attention to influence our thoughts and our fears and our worries. Right? And so it sounds simple, but it's like, you know, as our news consumption goes up, so does our fear and our worry. As our Jesus consumption goes up, the hope grows. The confidence grows. The faith grows. And so we have to give our time and our attention to Jesus, especially this summer, because it's hard. So it's hard in the summer. There's a lot of things going on. The lake's really fun. I know that. But we have to give him our time and attention. And then last thing is just to use the power that Jesus has shown you in your life to give others hope. Right? When Jesus finishes this command to the disciples, he says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore. Go. He doesn't say, therefore, sit there and do nothing. Go, therefore. Right? And then in the first reading, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll receive power. He actually gives us that power. Now, that's next weekend's homily, Pentecost. But like Paige did, to share our experience of the power of Jesus so that others might have hope. As Jesus ascends today to the Father, everyone, let him give you that hope. Let him show you his power so that you could have confidence and give that same hope and power to others.